KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 5 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The National Weather Service, in its update this morning, said that an unsettled weekend is ahead as yet another strong storm system impacts the region. A wintry mix will be possible Friday night and Saturday morning across all of central Iowa. On Saturday, temperatures warm enough for precipitation to transition to rain, with even some elevated flood potential, especially across southern Iowa. Falling temperatures will turn the rain into snow late Saturday, with snow accumulations likely. The area of greatest snowfall potential bisects Iowa from the northeast to the southwest. Increasing northwesterly winds will gust to 40 to 50 miles per hour Saturday night and Sunday, producing the potential for considerable blowing and drifting of snow. Officials say forecast uncertainty remains as far as the track and strength of the storm system. So if you have any travel plans this weekend, you'll want to check back over the coming days as the forecast is further refined. In southwest Iowa news, officers of the Red Oak Police Department arrested a man from Texas on a public intoxication charge earlier this morning. 23-year-old Jose Jesus Carrillo of Corpus Christi, Texas, was arrested just after 12 a.m. in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Carrillo was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports a semi-tractor-trailer rollover accident occurred Wednesday morning. The accident happened on southbound I-29 at mile marker 54 when the rig went out of control due to the slippery road conditions at the Avenue G entrance ramp onto the interstate. The truck and trailer went across the embankment between the interstate and ramp and landed on its side across the entrance ramp. There were no injuries reported. The entrance ramp was closed until the truck and trailer could be removed. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports no one was injured when a secondary roads truck, dump truck from Montgomery County, rolled onto its side at around 8:20 a.m. Wednesday. The truck was clearing snow from the north shoulder of the road about a quarter mile east of G Avenue on 150th Street when the driver got near the edge of the road. The front tire went into the ditch, causing the truck to tip over into the ditch, coming to rest on its passenger side. When the vehicle was removed from the ditch, it was determined that cushioning had limited the amount of damage. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports an Adair County man was arrested Wednesday on an active warrant out of Dallas County. 28-year-old Matthew Alusi of Orient was arrested in the parking lot of Michael's Foods in Lenox. He was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI. Alusi was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $1,000 cash bond until transferred to Dallas County. The Atlantic City Council met Wednesday evening, and during their 25-minute-long session, the mayor and the council recognized Street Department full-time employee Tommy Gaines for his 20 years of service to the city. The mayor presented Gaines with an award for his dedication.
This is Tommy Gaines, 20 years of full-time service. I recognize your dedication and loyalty to the City of Atlantic and the Street Department. If they had to get that earlier, you got it at 4 o'clock in the morning, so maybe it was a huge snowstorm coming.
In other business, the council approved by a vote of 6-1 with Councilman Chris Juris in the lone no vote, a resolution establishing procedures for collection, interest, and penalties for delinquent stormwater utility bills. City Clerk Barb Barrick explained nearly 25% of all stormwater bills are in such a state of delinquency that they're rolled over into property taxes. Most bills are $17.10.
We'll give you 6 months to pay the bill, which means if you did misplace it, you'll get that second bill and see that you have a previous amount due. 6 months after the bill is due, you'll get a letter that says you have 30 days to pay. At that time, there'll be a $25 administrative fee tacked on. And then if you don't pay within 30 days, we'll assess it to the property taxes.
Late payment penalties would not be changed and remain at 0.15% per month.
The bills that we just sent out are due March 16th.
Okay.
So September 16th. Will be any of those that remain unpaid will get that $25 fee.
So when does that late payment penalty go on?
The 0.15%, that goes on the 15th or 16th of every month that it remains unpaid.
In other business, the Atlantic City Council set the date for a public hearing as March the 6th to adopt the proposed fiscal year 2020 10-year capital improvement plan, or CIP, and they passed a resolution adopting the preliminary FY 2020 budget, as well as set the date for a public hearing on that budget as March the 6th. The estimated total tax levy under the revised budget of $16,135,155 amounts to $16.86 per $1,000 valuation on regular property and $3 per $1,000 on agricultural land. The city must approve its preliminary budget and set the date for a public hearing in order for the public to examine the budget and provide their feedback to the council. The final budget must be submitted to the state by March 15th. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday reminded the public you have 72 hours to move your vehicle from city streets following a snowstorm before your vehicle will be ticketed and or towed if it remains on the street.
So people need, you know, be courteous, because the street crews come by, they make you sleep, and they do a good job. But when a car sits there for 3 days, I mean, it ruins everything for everybody. I mean, it bogged up a lot of stuff. So please get your cars moved, take care of them. You know, everybody should know when them plows come by.
And snow removal from sidewalks, he said, must be taken care of within 48 hours of the end of snowfall.
And then after 48 hours, you get a little card. And you got 20 cars get shoveled. And just like when you do the mowing, people, you do not want the city shoveling or your walks. It ain't gonna be cheap. It'll probably $100-$150 to do a sidewalk. I mean, we don't want to do it for you, but you know, hire a neighbor kid and give him $10 or $15 to get it done.
In our funeral announcements, Karen Brockman, age 78 of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Karen Brockman will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Chris Anderson, age 68 of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Chris Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Jerry Whalert, age 73 of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Jerry Whalert will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Sally Burmeister, age 78 of Harlan, died February 14th. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Merle Turner, age 88 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died February 9th. A celebration of life luncheon for Merle Turner will be Saturday at noon at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Ronald Dupay, age 69 of Creston, died Sunday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald Dupay will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Shirley Walker, age 68 of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Walker will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harvey Wallace, age 86 of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Paul Conrad, age 63 of Las Vegas and formerly of Wyota, died January 28th. Private graveside services for Paul Conrad will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.